Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
A whiskey glass and a hooker's ass is home sweet home to me. Chi-chi's up!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Right before the show started, I had this big crap-eating grin on my face, and Kevin K. Wow Undergaro looked at me and said, "Why are you smiling?" And I said, "Because I know my intro." Oh, yeah. Welcome back, guys, to Florabama Shore, Season 1, Episode 4. I'm Roxy Rookie Stryer, just like Snooki, only a little different. Next to me, as I already mentioned, Kevin K. Wow Undergaro.
Hello, everyone.
Ooh, a mellow intro.
I think I'm going to come at this in an NPR way.
Okay,
a lot
I
of
like
family
it.
Drama.
PBS.
A lot of it. Yes,
yeah,
I think somebody has to be
a deep breakdown of what is actually happening
yes.
on the show.
Yes,
okay. Yes. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, no, I think.
Yeah.
I think we should all maybe get to that level.
Well, we're dealing with Wiccans. We're dealing with family issues, drama.
The Wiccans,
the witches with their brooms and the things that they fly on. Next to Kevin, we've got Morgan Wilsa Willett.
Hey guys, Wilsa and Nilsa, we're working on the names. I'm the only Florabama here, but I'm holding down the fort.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
That you're the only one with the Florabama. I mean, what are we going to do? Change our nicknames?
We can't.
Now? I don't think that's possible.
No, I don't think so at this point. I think you're screwed.
I'm stuck. Wilsa.
Not now.
You know what? I feel like me and Wilsa or Nilsa are a
Wilsa.
Little connected.
I didn't know
it
you
makes
were
me think of the ball from Castaway, Wilson. That's what, like, a, but I think it's a good thing.
You know, I like
is that a good
Wilsa.
Thing? That
Wilsa.
Voice that you're hearing, too, guys, he is new to the show, but he's been watching every episode,
yes.
and he is a super fan. Bryce McClay, also known as the Desperation.
That's right. And you guys will soon find out why.
A self-proclaimed nickname. I love that. I was, like, trying to give you something cool. I was like, what about Bryce M., like Pauly D.? You were like, no, what about the Desperation?
Well, I've been watching the show. I've been watching this show, and you guys all have nicknames. So I was like, I better come in with some ideas. I didn't want to, like, make – I didn't want you to have to try and – Tell me what to do.
That's very non-millennial of you to actually do the work to think of something before
shutting
up and not have us assign you.
Right,
one.
I know. I mean, I thought I'd do try and bring something to the table since I'm 4 episodes behind.
Yeah, wow. Okay, well, you did. The
well,
Desperation. We don't get any kind of acknowledgement of what that is. Or
well,
like
I just am a pretty, I'm just a very pretty desperate person in a lot of aspects of life, so I felt like it made me... It suits to my personality and who I am at the core.
I'm so excited to learn more.
Yes.
So in general, because I've gotten their general thoughts on the show, how are you feeling? Are you completely in? Were you a Jersey Shore watcher?
Yes, I was a Jersey Shore watcher. I'm completely in. I just actually recently visited Florabama Shore. I went to Destin, Florida, so not Panama City, but I flew into Panama City. And it is awesome. Like, I would go on vacation there every single year if I could, because it's like they call it the Redneck Riviera. I love country music. And it just, like, it felt really home to me, which then scares me now that I watch the show because, you know, of the behavior and everything. I hope that I don't act like that. What I'm loving are the names. And the spelling of the names of these people. Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney kills it.
Amy.
With her.
Amy.
Cody.
What's weird about Cody?
Nilsa.
It's an I instead of a Y.
Sounds
which
like, I thought it'd be like a girl, like a maybe a girl spelling. I don't know. That would be. That
because
would be
of a little heart over the eye.
Yes,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sure that's how he does
Nilsa,
sign his name.
Never heard that name before.
She said she came tonight from a mixed family. What is her
she
ethnicity?
Said Hispanic.
Hispanic, she said.
Oh.
Hard Hispanic.
Which I wouldn't.
Maybe
I think,
that's a Hispanic name?
Is
Nilsa?
Well. Now I'm
yeah.
Nilsa, you know.
And giving us the answer. All right, so tonight's episode was really similar to the previous episode. We got in fights, and we also fell in love with each other all over again.
And then we got in another fight.
So why did I enjoy it so much? It was like I was watching the same thing over, but I didn't care because I knew exactly what was coming. But I was like, yes, yes, I'm all in on these people. How did you guys feel, Kev?
Loved it. Thought it was amazing.
Just all in.
Yeah. I mean, it was... I'm like, I can't believe how much I love this show.
Wilsa?
It's like a train wreck you can't stop watching. I'm like, I cringe, but I'm like, I need to see more. I love it. I love it.
They have to keep, they have a structure now. They can't, they have to keep us coming back every week for the same day. Like, that's why we keep watching it.
It's got
to
start with a fight, end with a fight, and in the middle we do some sort of family something.
Yes.
I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer.
What just happened, KWOW?
Because I thought of Jersey Shore came out this way. And then remember, there was a couple of seasons that were kind of forgetful. Like, they just were stretching it. Maybe it was because situation was so drugged out. You know, whatever the case was. Or maybe when they went to Italy wasn't the right thing. Because they
forgot about Italy. Because they really, that was so random.
Yeah, and it was maybe, I don't know. So I'm nervous preemptively because how do you keep this going?
Yeah.
Like, how do you keep this up every week?
Well, I think that maybe, like you were talking about last week, the difference is the quality of people and their upbringing and them actually maybe loving each other as opposed to just being a whole bunch of people down the shore who have always lived there and had all their friends around. These people need each other a little bit more, I think. And we saw that tonight at Courtney's house, which we'll get to, but they're trying to grow up and grow together. As opposed to
so you
separate.
Think that's, remember we talked about that last week? Do you think that's genuine? I think it is because 50-50. We keep hearing about the traumas that they've gone through.
Yeah. I think it is genuine with this bunch. I see it too. And I think when we hear like little pieces of their upbringing and what happened in their past, I'm like, I feel like they do need each other and they want to find like this love. And maybe that's why I like it so much because I feel I'm like, maybe this is a family? Like, maybe it's real?
Possibly. Let's start at the beginning with the fallout from the fight and the next morning and how we're dealing with all of this. I feel like I was Team Jeremiah, and now after this, he's kind of a jerk McFurk. I don't even know what that means, but I needed to rhyme jerk something McFurk. With jerk because he's that much. What?
Some similarities there?
Between Jeremiah and my Ben?
Roxy's boyfriend, Ben.
Is your boyfriend a jerk?
No.
That's why.
Very similar in look.
I thought you were talking about your post office guy for a second.
No, I'm talking. I don't see Ben getting in a fight either.
Okay.
He's an independent thinker.
So that was the first thing that made me mad, that he didn't fight.
Oh, wait, so you're mad that he didn't get in that he didn't?
I was mad that Jeremiah didn't have their backs. Not that he didn't start a fight, but that he didn't help out at least, like break things up. When you're just standing in the corner, not chill, bro. And then when they're all talking, they're like, I love how we all had each other's backs. And he's like, yeah. They're like, no.
Okay, can I say this? We're going to be friends forever. I wrote this quote down. And right off that was... Can I get a pizza?
Do you think they hold the same weight, the same meaning?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, do we see a little bit of Jeremiah's point that I didn't want to engage in? This is madness. The fact that in 5 minutes you guys are all best friends and then you're willing to get in a giant street fight.
But why is he lecturing Nilsa?
That's the issue I have with Jeremiah.
Because then he's like, that's fine if he doesn't want to engage in the madness, but then he restarts the drama when he's like, why do you care what you look like? People make fun of the way I look all the time. Who, Jeremiah? Who's ever made fun of the way you look? Is that what happens? You poor, big, white man.
Wasn't she poking at him, though?
No.
He was
sitting, like, sulking on the couch.
When they were all bonding, it was after the fight, and they're like, we have each other's back, and then all of a sudden he's like, well, you should just not care about what people say about your looks, and she...
Let's be fair. She set him up she didn't antagonize him, but she said something to prompt that. Like, I don't feel happy all the time, and it made me happy. Was something to that effect, and he was responding by saying, you should find your happiness from within.
Yes. Yeah, maybe it just wasn't a good delivery.
It was also, it could be an edit thing. We don't know what exactly was going on in the conversation.
I'm not defending him, but I think we just have to kind of consider all sides
in
this.
I think the intimidation factor of him, I mean, even if he didn't want to engage in the fight, I mean, he's obviously a big dude. He, you know, he could at least intimidate people.
A couple of bear
hugs
break things up. I agree. I think he should.
He doesn't need to be, he can be totally passive, but
the way that Candace handled the situation was so much stronger, and the juxtaposition of those two things. Yeah, we love Pimp Fried Rice. Candace is our girl.
Best name ever.
Yeah, ever. But it's just crazy to me that we've got Jeremiah and Candace trying to do the same thing, which is make Nilsa feel better and make her have confidence from within. Right. But the way that Jeremiah handles it is crap, and the way Candace handles it is empowering.
Well, the Jeremiah, it seems like the Jeremiah school is one of these people who are like, pull yourself up from your bootstraps.
Do you think that has to do with getting homeschooled?
and look at how he looks and how he was born. And, you know, maybe he hasn't dealt with a lot of trauma and a lot of, you know, I've seen people like that that don't develop a lot of empathy because they haven't been through a lot of the pain and suffering. Now, he's probably got his pain, but he probably comes from a family. He's like, that kind of, I hate to say it, that Republican kind of view, which is work hard and pull yourself up by bootstraps and no welfare, none of that
stuff.
He
was living in a bubble. I mean, you have to imagine that he was doing that. There's no
question.
I guess, but it's interesting. So my cousins are homeschooled. I also have a very close friend who is homeschooled. And I feel like they are appalled and shocked by the bullying that goes on because they just aren't.
They've never faced it.
So when they see things on TV, like the whole Keaton situation that's happened recently, or anything they see on TV shows, scripted even, they're like, what? People talk to each other that way? So I'm surprised that he's even capable mm-hmm. of talking to somebody this way after not being around that his whole life. Where does he get off?
That's why I have a bit of an issue with him. And we'll dig into that, but later on when he comes at Nilsson, it's
even
the
more
comments.
So.
Oof. I'm not on the Jeremiah train, but
okay, next.
But we don't think as 1,000 feet away, you know, up high, and we look at all of this, we don't see any sanity to him saying, we've all known each other for 5 minutes, and I'm going to engage in potentially a felony right now.
Oh, yes, smart.
You know what?
Yes, sexy,
so,
no. Mm.
But you don't. And I'm not defending him because I'm saying he should have bear hugged. He should have at least grasped and
you're
tried
Boston.
To break it up.
He's obviously not. He
but
doesn't
I'm,
have
I'm
that.
But I'm just wondering, Rox, usually you're the one who always takes the other side.
Is it?
And that's why I'm asking
you. You are being the
you,
voice of reason, absolutely.
I'm asking you to say, like, is he standing back there saying, hey, someday I may want to run for office? Or, you know, I promised my parents I wouldn't get in trouble or disrespect them or, you know, get a record or maybe get a broken nose or a broken jaw. And over
maybe.
What? What are we talking about here?
But
this
we do hear Kirk say, and I agree with Kirk, he would not take a bullet for
me. Later,
and I think that's the kind of human he is, and it's not about physical
danger.
That's
discouraging.
Yes. But I think that possibly, Kevin, in this moment, but if it's every moment, and if it's not just physically, but it's also with words at some point.
Yeah, because at some point you do, if you want to stand by your loved ones, and when I hear that from Kirk, I tended to believe Kirk, and that did bum me out. Mm-hmm. I'm just... You know, asking that we look at this, that's all. Like, maybe.
I agree. Right. Another thing that happened the next morning that was kind of interesting to me was that Kirk got the nickname Tasmanian Devil. Are they thinking we've watched these shows, we know everybody has nicknames, we have to start doing this? Like, what?
That's
I just don't
actually
really,
a really good
I don't
observation.
Really give my friends, like, legit nicknames. I shorten their names sometimes. Like, I'll call Kevin Kev because it's quicker to say. And I guess
or
we
Mo.
All have nicknames on the show now. But it's like usually when you're sitting with somebody on the couch, you're not like, oh, so Tasmanian Devil, what do you think about that? I just feel like they've
it's
all
too
watched.
Long, by the way. Right. Way too long.
It's a mouthful.
I think sometimes there's the produced stuff. I don't think this is one of them.
Really?
I think it was like, oh, he's a Tasmanian devil in there. He was running around. He was jumping around. But they don't call back to it. It's not like they call him the devil.
I'm wondering if that's
wondering
what they're trying to do. Like, call him Taz.
Yeah, Taz. I was going to say
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I think he's Kirk.
Okay.
Kirk.
All right, maybe
the
not.
Bigger, but the bigger thing that came out of that moment is that Jeremiah would not take a bullet for me. And he was like, and that's cool. I'm like, no, that's actually not cool.
It's really not cool. I don't have many friends that I would say that about.
Well, I don't think they're your friend.
They're not,
no.
Not really.
I don't know. But that's, again, Rox, I can't believe I'm being the one of reason here. Is that dysfunctional to say you would end your life for somebody else?
I don't
else?
Think that's what the saying means. I would
he was trying to. He was trying to tell Nilsa, and again, this is what a psychologist would teach you, is you have to love yourself. And that's kind of what he was trying to say. Now, his way of saying it and believing it is two-dimensional. Right, he just read it out of a book, or it was told him. But is that not sound?
What
is
do you guys think?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
I
definitely agree
think about
with
that.
It. I think he's right. I think it's the way he delivers his words that come off a bit different. Like, I think his intentions. I get what he was saying to Nelson. I think it's the way he says it that bothers me about Jeremiah. Like, maybe your intentions are okay, but. He doesn't have a good way, and maybe that's a homeschooling thing. Maybe he doesn't know how to get across his words to people. Like, it makes sense in his head, but as soon as he speaks, I'm like, ah.
He kept calling her, he was like, woman.
And that's what I was like.
By the way, that's where the veneer, remember we said the veneer's coming off.
Yeah.
And I think that this is why I think it's two-dimensional, meaning there's no substance behind it, because there's other things you could have done. Hey, why are we doing this? Why are we fighting? We all have futures. Like, you know what I mean? There's none of that.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm going to be Switzerland over here.
Right.
And stood in a corner.
But see, that's what
that's
I think
with is a problem.
I agree. But I think it's definitely sound what he's saying to her. But I also feel like if you're going to go on this show and you know what you're getting yourself into, it's just like the Jersey Shore. You can watch that show. He just doesn't seem loyal. He doesn't seem like a loyal person to the people that he's with. And also that you can't go on this show and, like, I get, you know, if he wants to be a politician, he told his parents he wouldn't do that. But this is probably not the right show then for you to come on if you're not going to participate and not be a team player and be with these people.
Although we're talking about him, so I like his participation.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's working.
I like his
participation.
You're right.
I think if you had asked me in my early 20s what the most important characteristic a friend could have, I probably would have said fun. Now my answer is loyal.
Yeah.
So I just think it depends on what you're looking for out of a friend.
And maybe as you get older, it does change.
Yes,
you know,
but unfortunately for him, I don't think he's either. I don't think he's particularly fun. No, and I definitely don't think he's loyal.
Does he suffer from PGS? Pretty guy syndrome.
Pretty guy syndrome.
Meaning like he's been so good looking his whole life that did he not develop the empathy and the thing that the rest
of us
kind of
because when he looks
through.
At her, he's like, people make fun of my looks. I'm like, you're lying.
They do, you're going to laugh at them.
It is hard to overcome, you guys. It's very hard to overcome.
Desperation, you feel this?
Yes, thank you.
Let's talk about the Cajun restaurant a little bit here. So, in all fairness to the witch that shows up later, prior to the Cajun restaurant, she does get a call. So she didn't just witchy-way herself there. Before we go to the Cajun restaurant, Kayla Jo gets a call. Then we show up at the Cajun restaurant, and they're
happy
so
times.
Excited because they haven't fought all day.
Yes.
Mark the time and day.
Yeah, and Amy wanted to thank that crack lady for bringing them together.
I thought that was a very astute observation of her.
Probably most underrated character on the show.
I agree. She's
your favorite.
Is my favorite.
Why do you say that, though, Kev?
Because she just had, like, even cutting it. So she said the crack lady. She's right. The crack lady did bring them all together.
Yes.
One, two. At the end, when not Jeremiah, but who's the other pretty boy? Gus is like freaking. She's like, well, slow it, dude. Just chill.
It's a joke.
Chill the F out. What are we talking about? And that girl's not even his girlfriend. Like, just kind of the voice of reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I really like her.
In the most comical way.
I like her too.
I like her as well. But at the Cajun restaurant, we have a really fun owner of the restaurant.
Yes.
He gives us this amazing.
I have it. I wrote it down.
What is it?
A ranger's home is the forest. A sailor's home is the sea. A whiskey glass and a hooker's ass is home sweet home to me.
Oh. So make shirts.
Who agrees? Raise your hand if you agree with this statement. Thank you. Otherwise, I was going to say out of here.
You're done.
This is pretty wonderful. I think it's so great when they find people of different generations to come on the show and also be degenerates. Like this man.
I don't think it's far defined in Panama City. Let's just say that.
But this was so much fun. Do you think that he gave them those? This is such a weird question, but that he gave them those shots for free?
That's what we were talking about right before this. We were like, who pays for all these shots? Are these very generous people or is it?
I think if you're an owner, you're going to buy it. If you are a patron, you're going to buy it because this is your way to get in. Mm-hmm. Get in with them. Get on the show. And I think if you're MTV, the one thing you don't skimp on, and we know this from these shows, and you could probably talk about it, Morgan, but you don't skimp on the booze because that's what ignites the madness.
This is very true.
But Big Brother, they don't give you a
dump.
They don't give you a ton of alcohol. They don't give
really?
You a ton of alcohol there.
No alcohol. I was not
it's
even
not
tipsy.
None.
I think I had two glasses of wine my whole
life. Why? Thing. I don't want to switch over to Big Brother. Why do you think they do that?
Do you have to have 24 hours before a competition with alcohol in your system, like on the challenge?
I think because you're locked in house and there's no, people go psycho
because
on their
know,
own.
Because they know, yes, which is exquisite.
And they used to give us them alcohol, and then I think once
the good old days.
A guy got like a knife to a girl's throat and.
Oh, God.
No more alcohol.
Well,
for
I know
us.
The challenge got so violent. You know, remember the violence and the early challenges, like how bad. You know,
great TV. But
okay,
now they take it a lot more seriously. But we did have that one comment from Courtney being like, "I'm taking 10 shots because I'm not paying for drinks tonight." It sounded like she'd been paying for a lot of drinks, or maybe buying one drink.
I think probably they. I think they pay for the drinks, but they're probably getting.
some free ones, yeah. I would mm-hmm. guess so. I mean, if you're Courtney, do you ever really have to worry about paying for a drink ever? She's so much fun. I feel like she could go dance up to girls, guys, anyone.
Grandma.
Or just go up to the bar.
I would buy her a shot 1,000% if I saw her at a bar. I'd be like, this bitch!
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
Amazing.
She's amazing. We'll get to her house in a minute. But before that, after the Cajun restaurant, we have another run-in with our witchy friend. Ooh. Who's flipped out by the Wiccan? Do we understand why you would not want a Wiccan semi-rooming in your house? Wow, I really shut them up with that one.
I'm telling you, it's an age difference.
Between
I think there's a big difference between a 23-year-old and a 26-year-old, particularly a female. She's older. You just can see the difference. It's just...
I think she is much less mature than Nilsa is. I think she is. She is so immature to me.
She rubbed me the wrong way this episode.
That girl is a conniving bitch bitch witch. She really is. Because first you get in, you think you're this good girl, and you gain his trust, and then you start talking crap about Nilsa when she's finally being nice to you.
I think it's false positivity.
Which one? The Kayla joke?
Yes, and I think when I say, is she truly mature and evolved? No. But is she 26 and tired of like going to clubs and loud music and it's time to get my guy and settle down? And this is what I'm told a 26-year-old is supposed to behave like. So I don't think there's the true maturity, but it's the false maturity.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. She's over there. They're like, let's throw up everywhere. Let's eat bad food. And it's the namaste, and for her version of namaste, blessings, like all the crap that we throw around, this dime store shit everyone's into, she's into it on the Wiccan end. So I don't judge her for it because I see it out there all the time.
Is this, but because we talked about this being a religion.
I don't think she's like a weirdo.
Is Wiccan that?
What is Wiccan? What is the definition? Is it two words combined? Is it a...
No.
It's one, right?
W-I-C-K-E-N, Wiccan. I'm hoping that Marissa and the booth can give us the actual definition.
You know, Christian.
And no matter what we say, we say with nothing but love and light.
Love and light.
Blessings, namaste.
I said last week, I had two friends in high school that were Wiccan, but they were also Christians. So
that's what I thought it was witch Christian, maybe.
It all goes back to wrestling. You've got the heel Wiccans, you've got the face Wiccans. The heel Wiccans, they're casting spells to hurt people and stuff. Then you have the face Wiccans.
All right, Marissa, what do we got?
It's different.
All right, so I looked it up, and here is one good definition. Mm-hmm. Wicca is a deep appreciation and awe in watching the sunrise or sunset, the force of light with glowing moon. Contrary to what those who choose to persecute or lie about, Wicca is a very peaceful, harmonious, and balanced way of life, which promotes oneness with the divine and all which exists.
Namaste. Mm.
It's a belief system and a way of life based on the reconstruction of pre-Christian traditions originating in Ireland, Scotland, and Wales.
Love and light. Namaste.
See, no.
Is it a complete hypocrisy? Yes, but half the people that practice that crap, you guys, are complete hypocrites anyway. This is
any other
new
religion.
I'm scared of any kind of extremist, of any religion, any side, anybody who's super extreme. It's not like this is hindering her from going out. No, she's not. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
okay. No, but you guys, she's not bringing her Wicked religion into the house.
She came in, she's like lighting things.
Yeah,
dressing
like a witch or something.
And they ran with it.
Well, exactly.
De Niro and Goodfellas. No. You said some things yourself. A little bit. Meaning they poked her too.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
She's too old to be in that house with them. It's always weird you bring in the girlfriend or the boyfriend.
I have a theory about her, too. System. Taking what Kevin said last week.
It's really hard to mix, but she's tangoing with them.
Kevin, you said last week, you said, you know, she's, you know, is the cast maybe intimidated by the fact that they went through this arduous casting process and, like, you know, now she's, like, coming.
Like, who are you?
She's coming through this. I think that maybe she was maybe a finalist in one of this, and she might have just been like, they might have gotten her to be like, hey, you know, you're too old to do this, but we want you to maybe come in as a supporting character possibly.
So do you think she's getting paid?
I don't know. I mean, I mean, it could totally be genuine, but the way that she's being integrated and so, like, you know, cemented into this,
it
makes
also
me
interesting.
Think a little
well,
bit.
Well, yeah, to your point. Wasn't he the one who was, like, going to be a pussyhound?
Yes.
And
all
of a sudden, he's wifing up, it seems.
He kept making fun of Gus for being like, oh, I just want to go over, or whatever. So,
what about the smoking causes wrinkles to fight?
I just think, again, I'm a 26-year-old. I'm mature. And I'm here to mother you and lecture you and be your big sisters.
See, that's so annoying.
Love and light, positivity.
I gotta tell you,
as
somebody who was a previous I wouldn't call myself a smoker, but I guess that's what it is when you smoke. I would have punched her in the face.
Right.
Like, if somebody comes up to you in 2017 and says smoking is bad for you, no shit, ass.
Very aware.
The only thing that I question about this is Amy aware? She lives off the grid, faux show. I would not be surprised if
that this was false positivity and really just her like nice way of insulting.
She's just trying to
show power, showing maturity.
Yeah,
I think she's just petty, honestly.
See, I don't think that at all. I think she's like kind of an annoying person, but I don't have a problem with her. I don't think she's really done anything to really. I mean, I guess the whole eye thing
and the pizza.
I mean, she's been a little like backstabby, like talking behind their back. But really, she's been very nice to their faces.
She's 26. She's ready. She's ready to be a soccer mom. Like that's what her mind is. It doesn't matter if she can live up to that maturity level, but she's ready for that.
What's with pizza?
Kathy Ho.
Your girl Nilsa was antagonizing her. Oh, I have peanuts.
See, I think she's in the pizza. Wrong. So
she's
far.
Doing that, and so the girl's like, condoms. "Great, I'll take your pizza. Thank you." And walks out, and she's like, "You can see she."
Yeah, because if she had said no to the pizza, Nils would have been like, "Skinny bitch."
Right, right. Yeah. So it's like you take the pizza, don't make eye contact, then you walk out, and you go, "I don't want greasy pizza late night."
Why because, would he have thrown because, it right wait there? A second,
because of him. That's back to him. But her at 26. Living this, I'm a 26-year-old life who's now, you know, I want to eat healthy. I want to have a healthier lifestyle. I want to be an amazing soccer mom. Whatever the scam is.
I don't
want
the meat.
Right? So it's I don't want this. So, again, she is not an angel by any means. But it's the both of them. Mm. And then when you think of Jeremiah, he with the putting the, come on, throw the pizza away.
Yeah, throw it away.
Like to put it next to shoe.
Eat it. Do something now, with it.
Antagonizing.
Which he did eat it later.
But also Nilsa was antagonizing.
He wasn't hungry. I don't know.
I love the word barnacle. I'm starting to
witchy barnacle.
A barnacle.
You never heard that before?
I've never heard somebody call somebody a barnacle. Mm-hmm. You've used
I've never heard of it. Call as a person. I mean, obviously,
all the time.
Yeah,
right. It's usually the guys that don't open their wallets, or they come over and drink from the keg and never give money.
Is it different than a leech?
Similar to a leech, it's the same thing.
Barnacle.
Is it a male female difference? Is there a difference between because they call her a barnacle?
I just knew the guys like, in college that would do that. They were known as a barnacle.
I'm using them.
Always the barnacle. Yes.
Oh, like a mooch. A mooching from you. I like barnacle. I'm going to definitely incorporate this one. Let's get to Courtney and her house and her mom. I was in zero way surprised that this was her mom. And I was surprised how surprised everybody was. I could have seen this coming a million miles away. How did you guys feel about Courtney's mother's house?
I was a little surprised.
I don't know.
I don't know why I was envisioning like the Mean Girls mom. Like, here's a cocktail, you know, it's happy hour.
I'm a cool mom.
That's what I was picturing, and then it was like very soft spoken. And then when she said she didn't drink, that's when I was like, well, maybe that makes sense. Maybe she's like, I want to drink because I never grew up with any alcohol in the house. I was like, I guess that made sense. But
she's Courtney.
No, she just went very Courtney. I want a drink. She's got it in her. Morgan's got it in her.
You'll see the Texan accent will come out when I
Maybe
get really mad.
Maybe we should just ditch Wilson and call her Morgan.
Morgan.
Yeah.
Morgan.
Honestly, it has a better ring to it.
Morgan.
All right, it's official. It's Morgan.
Morgan.
Morgan. How do we spell it?
I'm sorry, because I don't want to derail. This was interesting what you were saying about mom.
Mean Girl's mom. Oh, yeah. I was surprised, but then as soon as it was the no alcohol, I don't drink, then I was like, makes sense. And then it was funny. I was watching something on Twitter, and they had Floribama's Twitter, they had the cast watch the episode and they showed a little clip and Courtney was saying, you know, they're like, oh, like, how does your mom feel about like your behavior? And she was like, well, like, I'll get blackout. I'll come home at 4 a.m. I'll take off my pants, sit on the couch. My mom will make sure I'm dressed before my dad gets up in the morning. I was like, things make more sense now that I'm hearing this. So interesting relationship.
Well, she said that she would tell her mom if she has herpes. So I wanted to know if you guys...
Yes.
Would tell your parents if you had herpes?
For sure.
I feel like herpes is a little bit... I mean, if it were like, you know, something very serious, like I would definitely... I don't know if I would tell them about herpes.
I just think...
I mean, no, I get... Maybe if it came up, I wouldn't hide it.
Yeah. Right. Well, same. But I wouldn't be like, you know, broadcasting it or being like, hey, guess what?
So, Roxy, I know your mom's not with us anymore, but were you best friends too?
This made me think about this a lot, actually.
Were you best friends or were you mom-daughter?
A little bit of both. I think more mom-daughter, but I think what was interesting, my mom also didn't drink. And I was a crazy Courtney, like a crazy Courtney.
No.
And I did the whole pee wherever you were at the moment thing.
I still do that.
And I would come home and I would dance on the tables and scream. There's this one time I came home and I was pissed drunk and I got on top of the table and I started chanting hoagie because my mom used to make these really amazing hoagies. And so they always used to say that to me when I was drunk. But like, this was my life. And she would just kind of like put me in bed and put me to sleep and then have that be a night. And I think that what is the better move for a parent to do at that point? Are you supposed to yell at your kid every single day? Are you supposed to disown them? Are you supposed to throw them out? No. And I ended up being okay. You know, like it was a phase and I lived through it. And with Courtney, the way that I see her, she really is trying to grow up. And I think it's a phase.
Yeah.
And I think her mom acknowledges that and knows that Courtney's a good person. Courtney's the one who, remember, was like, Nilsa, I have your back.
I really like Courtney.
Yeah, I think really she's got like a good Courtney heart. Too. So I think her mom's like, so what? She gets drunk and she pisses in a trash can. She's got a good heart.
She's totally genuine. I think that I feel like she's the most real. She just kind of lets everything roll off her back, mm-hmm. which I like. She doesn't really, like, even when Jeremiah, like, was like, I just want to be friends. She's like, I don't care. You know, it's just, I like that. I like those
and
people.
And she also doesn't, I don't feel like she loves the good fight because when it's fun. But notice when the inner house fighting is, she just kind of sits there and lets it, you know, she doesn't do that whole, I'm going to ride or die with this one. She said Candace was her favorite, which is great. It's my favorite too.
And that makes sense that Candace is her favorite because she causes the least drama.
Yeah. And she is, and I feel like Candace is motherly too, and probably does read.
And Candace just.
From the first episode, she was saying, like, you know, she was like, I don't want to take care of her, but then kind of took a little bit. I don't think she, like, takes care of her, but.
But I think Candace doesn't have the false maturity I was talking about the other one.
Candace is 25. She's the oldest of the crew anyway. Okay. And so I think she just.
And she's 25, but she's not acting like. You know, I'm above this, and now it's about, like I said, the other one she's not acting like it's about not going to clubs. But, you know, she's been there, done that.
Yes.
But, you know, she's not judging either way, but she does know how to. I love her reactions.
Me too.
And responses, I think.
Yeah, and we'll get to her newbies one in a minute. Ugh,
classic.
I loved watching the mom show Courtney's pictures.
Yes.
I thought that was so funny.
It was so great to see Courtney humanized.
It was adorable. Mm-hmm. And I hope that we get to go see Nilsa's family because that's the other family that's around
there.
I'd be
very curious about her relationship with her parents. Because I think we might understand why she is.
And her sibling, that I was going to say.
Might understand why she
is
the way she is.
I would have bet $1 million that she didn't have a brother prior to her saying that in this episode.
I would agree with that statement.
So I was shocked to hear that she did. And I'm wondering if there's like a huge gap in age or something, but that was really surprising to me. She definitely seems like
an only child.
Either only child or maybe
like all girls or
younger sister or something. Yeah, I was really surprised by that. The parrot. Would anybody else have flipped out?
Well, I was just so happy they taught it to say thought.
I wanted it to say that Kayla Jo was a bitch.
Yeah.
Kayla Jo is a hoe.
Yeah, that would have been so much funnier.
That would have been.
Imagine if he had come out. Parrot. Yeah, that's true. That's hard for a parrot. Did you guys have birds growing up?
No, that was that was not a thing.
We had a bird growing up. They suck. Don't do it.
Really? My neighbors had a bird, and it was never nice. Like, you couldn't.
Are they fun? Like, are they fun pets?
No.
Maria,
no.
My fiance had a bunch and she loved them and still misses them, but they're a lot of work.
They live for over parakeet, 20 years.
What?
Wait a second, guys. Those birds that you saw live for 70, 50, 80, 90, 100 years.
They and when
you
get owners.
Them, that's right, you have to provide for them in your will, everything because.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're very mischievous and they never really grow out of that. It's not like a dog who gets old and tired. It's exhausting.
Exhausting.
Yeah. They're bratty. They're fun. They're quirky. But
so I kind of got everybody's reaction to this bird. No, get it away.
And again, speaks to her mom, who's so patient.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very
true. Loving and sweet that she could put up with that.
What about Courtney being fired from every job she's ever had, never paying a bill except for her phone bill?
Oh, that's a total surprise to me.
I was like, wait.
Did that surprise anybody?
She's 21. No. It's not even that unusual.
No.
I like that she was proud, though. She's like, I pay for my phone bill and my car.
And the mom was so proud.
Yeah, I mean, she lived with her parents, so like, I'm like, yeah, makes why is anyone sense. Surprised that she only pays for
She probably lets, she lets
she's
everything.
She's 21.
Right. She's never had a job that's kept her.
She lets her, everything roll off of her, probably jobs too. She can't, like, that's why she can't hold the job. She's like, I'll go later.
We learned a little more about the rest of the gang too. Amy dropped out of, didn't go to that.
Oh,
so that's
very interesting. Mean, like, with these guys. Oh,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
He's saying he also dropped out,
Gus,
right?
He's going to college. He tried to go to the military, but he broke his arm, and so he was not qualified anymore.
But he's going, and then he's going to college.
Florida State.
Okay.
This is great. On a random note about Gus, but did you know he's a romance novel model and has done over 40 covers?
I don't know what that means.
Like Fabio.
I know what that is.
Fabio used to do it. Like,
yeah,
they
Morgan.
I creep on Twitter way too much, but there's an article about him. He's done over 40 covers of romance novels, and it's like a huge name in romance novel covers. And that's
does that not pay
living.
Well?
I think
it must.
He says that he's like completely done with side jobs. Like, that is his thing now. That is how he makes his money. I was like,
it probably takes hours because they have to actually paint you. I think. I mean, like, unless they take like a photograph and then like make it into a.
And he doesn't seem like someone who lives above his means. You know, he's not like the Jersey Shore where he has to be a big shot with the Escalade. And
but
the,
how many
the,
covers could you be on? Wouldn't it be like
right?
that
like,
guy's already on a cover?
I mean, Fabio, I guess.
Gosh.
Yeah, no, because he's got to be.
Seems like a
yeah.
very lucrative business.
Yeah.
But yeah, so strange.
Gus, let me know how you do that.
After we go from our actual family's house, we have a family meeting. And the family meeting was not as friendly as Courtney's mom's house was. Family meetings, we know, never go well.
Nope.
Amy straight up says it. I completely agree.
You can attest to that. In the Big Brother house of you, we were on the Big Brother panel together. But
family meetings never.
If you call a house meeting, it's really
it's
bad.
It's you wanting to call out one person.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
all
yeah. And the mom, we call it a
sit-down.
Yeah.
Let's have a sit-down.
And you get everybody from upstairs, and you bring them downstairs, and you deal with the whole thing.
Oh.
But this what was so crazy, Marissa and the Boof pulling up some
romance novel.
Shout out to Gauss title, Guarded Desire, by author Christy Snow.
Oh, he's a biker one.
He's, I mean, they're very it's very versatile.
Wow.
Destroying Biker. Yeah, so all different looks.
Oh, what's this one? Stop Me Bear?
Strip Me
Strip
Bear.
Strip Me Bear. That makes more sense than Stop Me Bear. Look at his muscles. He is cute, and he's got the dreamy eyes. But
great salad.
But I will say that this is a really individual thing, but for me, one minute I'm thinking, damn, he's so cute. Like, oh, I could totally see myself with him. And then the next minute he's weeping so hard.
Oh, the guys cry in this house way more than the girls
do. I'm sorry,
too.
I don't mean to be that girl who's like, guys can't cry, because you totally can, but at this...
Right. That's something you should
really
cry over.
I was watching this and with my fiance, and we were talking about it, and I said, I just feel like Sally Sosano, the executive producer, casts women that are more masculine and men that are more feminine.
Yeah.
I feel like it, you know, because these guys are, you know, and not a bad thing, by the way.
No, it's not a bad
thing. He's crying. The other ones, they're always the ones cooking and cleaning and, you know, and they're the ones all sensitive about their feelings.
Yeah. So sensitive. I get what he's saying. You don't know each other's upbringings and in your household, respect for women. But nobody was saying, nobody was looking at him being like, you disrespect women.
Right.
Yeah.
And even Amy was like, it's a joke.
Yeah,
she said it like eight times.
She didn't say anything to him. She didn't say anything to him.
But how do you keep arguing with that? I felt for Amy in that moment because it's like, what is she going to do? Double down and just be like, no. You know, she was just like, okay.
And he followed them out there.
Yeah.
You know?
He followed them. And I felt bad for him, but then it was like, you know, he's got Cody crying and him and
excessive.
And then Jeremiah's hugging him, and it becomes, he was never involved in this family meeting.
Not at
it was
all.
Not about him, and he's all of a sudden turned it into being about him, and it had nothing to do with him.
I think
himself.
He
like,
that's
wanted
a little
that.
Narcissistic. There's a lot of, guys, a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A lot of issues
well, see, that's
with
what
all
was,
of them, you know.
That's what I was thinking about this casting, and maybe what will last, will stand the test of time is the fact that these people, and correct me if I'm wrong, I just feel like they have a lot more sordid backstories than the Jersey Shore does.
I was
does.
Saying that. I was saying that the other day. It's like the Jersey Shore went from, they were living Jim Tan Laundry their whole lives. And then it was like, okay, we just need you to live it over here and shoot some steroids into it. And it's like, so their lives, you know, okay, now we're famous, but we're still living Jim Tan Laundry. These guys were poor, disowned, disinherited. You know, we had miscarriages, divorces.
Dropped out after middle school.
And now go from that to, holy crap, we're in a beautiful house. We're famous. Right. You know, we know what's going to come out of this, and someone's, you know, paying for our party, so to speak. So, yeah, I think
it's
a testament
to Sally Sassano. I mean, she did really
well.
Good
job. Evolved too, because she didn't get us the ones that have just been living that life. Like, we go to the Floribama Shore every summer. We didn't really get that on this, like on the Jersey Shore.
No, and I think that I feel like with the Jersey Shore, they all kind of came from the same place, whereas these people are more sporadically spread out. I mean, they don't even, some of them have accents, some of them don't. I mean,
so there's going to be a growth and a journey, whereas Jersey Shore was like, okay, you know, Snooki's going to start eating healthier, and she's going to have a kid. And then
they get punched in the face by a gym teacher.
Right. Well, first, from the beginning, but then she'll go on her journey. You know, it was limited in their growth. Then they're going to become wildly famous, and one's going to DJ and handbag
clothing
lines.
Line,
and then it was just, it was hard to keep it together, to keep what made that show special. But I think, to your point, you're right, Bryce. I think because there's so much room for growth here, I think that's going to play to our favor.
Yeah, hopefully.
And it got to bring in new people.
Right.
Yeah.
To mess with them. Because, listen, whether you like Kayla Jo, just so you know, Rox, and I'm not taking up for it, but someone like that has to play a perfect game. Because anytime you're the outsider, you come in, the initial thing of any group is always, get out of here. It's our place, our house, our, you know.
Yeah.
So, and she clearly didn't play anything close to a perfect game.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get to that end fight at Newbies. So, I know we just picked on Gus a little bit, and now we're going to do a little more, even though I do like him. I didn't see
I didn't pick on Gus for this.
Well,
he said, look at that fuck with his hair or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
but
loud.
He was, okay, I think he said, look at that that fuck with the hair. And
no, Gus
thought
the other
said,
F word.
And, and his friend said,
he
just
F-A-G.
Called you a F-A-G. Uh-huh. But I don't think the guy did. I think it was the friend.
Right. Yeah, because then he compared that word to the N word. And
yeah,
I was like, that's not,
I was like, wait a
especially coming from a white person, that's not
something. I think this was a game
something.
Of telephone. And I think that the friend really blew it here. Because I really think that guy was like, look at that guy's fucking hair. And then I think he was like, did you hear what he said? He just called you a... Mm-hmm. Which he didn't. I don't think. So this one...
I still think Farmer Boy was being antagonistic.
Definitely.
I think
just
so.
Being
but
a
I
dick,
don't think
Farmer
he said
definitely,
what
but
he
just being
did.
A jealous redneck who was like, you know, here's this really good-looking guy. They obviously have a show, cameras, and that bitter, miserable, you know... And I got to take a poke. I just know from guys. Guys, this is the shitty things guys do.
Agree.
And so I didn't really, it didn't bother me with Gus. I was actually, you know.
I think he did handle it well.
He
it's
did.
Not like he
I mean,
like
it was like, F you, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not a pretty boy. And like, you're just a miserable guy. But I love what Candace did.
Me too.
I was like, no, I got this.
Like, yes,
I'm your height. I'm as tall as you are.
Yeah.
And flipping the hat off. Yes.
Yeah, that was
it was
awesome.
Great. And I feel like the guy had it coming.
Yeah, I think he did too.
There seems to be a theme with these people down in Panama City. I mean, they keep like, why? I mean, these guys keep wanting to fight these, I don't know if it is cameras
Boston,
or not.
It's like this anyway. I just know young men with testosterone tend to get like this.
Right.
And I know as an older guy, when I go out now, I'm the guy buying everyone drinks and shots because I know that they just have that tendency.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and especially certain areas. So down south,
I
know
be.
Northeast, you know, Philly, Boston, just guy, you know, I know what a cop once told me in Boston? He was like, listen, after 3 a.m., if a guy under 30 is not getting laid, he wants to fight. And that's what they, you know, that's where a guy dealt
unless
with
they're
it.
Jeremiah.
And
you want to stand in the corner.
Right.
Yeah. So this was then Fist started flying. We see in scenes from next week, but also at the end of this episode, Amy looks like she's getting her shit rocked.
Yeah.
She got a mean elbow to the face.
Yeah.
From a guy or girl.
From a guy. That was a rough one.
But it looked like a bouncer again. I mean, seemed like a bouncer.
It was like somebody trying to help, but gosh.
But you got to love Amy for getting in there.
Always. Love Amy. It. All right, let's get to predictions really quick before we wrap out.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Desperation, I'm looking at you. What do you got for next week?
Well, I mean, we already saw in the preview. Can I say what we saw in the preview?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, you can.
I'm nervous,
sir. Thank
you guys.
You for
I'm scared. I mean, we see that Jeremiah's brother comes to town.
And he's a looker. Right. And Nilsa wants it.
Nilsa is,
gets him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least a makeout.
This will be, I mean, that'll be interesting. I don't think Jeremiah gives a shit about her, but I think that there is, this is going to bring, this is going to definitely, she's going to try to use this against him for
but
sure.
But now Jeremiah is really never going to hook up with her.
Well, yeah, no kidding. Maybe she's
But she
fine
doesn't
with that.
Care because she knew that was never going to happen. I predicted early that it was never going to happen.
Right.
But now she's.
Yeah, she's trying to do what you said she should do last week. I think which is go out, find another guy that she can go that she
and
can
to
get.
Find the brother.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, the brother better.
So yeah, that's what I think that.
Do you think they were homeschooled together?
Probably.
I wonder if he's younger or older. You guys know stripper dad. So you know that their father was a male stripper. So look at the two of them, like cut from stone. It's actually, by the way, wouldn't that be a great movie? Or you know, just an interesting the stripper father, but the boys look like male strippers too. You know,
I did not know they had a stripper father.
Yeah,
Jeremiah should never dance.
Morgan, what do you think next week?
I'm predicting hunching. I think a hookup is happening. I can see Jeremiah's brother and Nilsa. I think with her. I don't even think she probably will like him, but I think she's ready to get some action, and yep, I think he's the perfect person.
Perfect.
Kwow, are you? What was that threesome?
No, I just that was the legs opening. Like you know, she likes to open her legs when she does
the
joke.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's perfect. I think whoever he's a perfect plant, but it goes down. I think she's ready. And to it's sweet as anything to be the brother of Jeremiah.
Wow.
I think it's great. I think it really, if it could go further, it could be, here's what we get is either the brother just does one and done, and gets her more pissed and obsessed, or there's a connection.
No one and done. I think
it's gonna be one and done.
Yeah, one and done.
Okay,
sure.
And then how's she gonna be over that?
Oh, miserable.
Oh, crazy. I think she's going to go crazy.
She's going to blame it on him, probably.
We care Jeremiah, so much more about the hookup drama than the fact that there's a shark in the water.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, who's swimming with the shark?
Yeah.
Guys,
no one cares.
We will be here next week, same time, same place. I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer. Kevin?
At Undergaro.
And Morgan at Morgan _Willett.
You can find me at Bryce Advice. I'm the desperation.
Yes, you are.
I love Bryce Advice. Great handle.
You can find us at AfterBuzz TV on AfterBuzzTV.com, on YouTube, wherever you are. Give us a 5-star, a thumbs up. We really appreciate it. Also, Kevin and I do a show on Mondays and Thursdays called The Tomorrow Show. Tune in 7 p.m. Pacific time. We love you guys. See you next week. Chee-chees up.
Ooh. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.